I think there needs to be a universal, you know, exemption for somebody that's in a floodplain.
Yeah, if you'll set a precedent, that would be fine. I'll follow that. Yeah.
And I think if you would take an amendment to your motion to apply that to the exemptions in the floodplain in this, I don't want to make it universal because I don't know what all we're dealing with yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say at least for now, if we can make it for properties in the floodplain, I have no problem with that.
And maybe, you know, even modify it a little bit more, because I think there's a difference between commercial and one of the four family as well.
Residential floodplain,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here in the discussion on this, the exemption isn't just about this particular property, and we can make another amendment if you want to do something of that regard. The amendment on this is the thousands of properties that some may be here, but there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that aren't even aware.
Not all these people are going to be here either. We're making this to apply to all of them.
But we can.
Right.
And we should, because something was done to, I mean, Dwayne just happened to be here. He happened to catch it. But there's hundreds, if not thousands of these that have been done over the course of decades that all my motion states is that the exemptions that were in place last year be reinstated. And
if that property has not been reassessed by the assessor, I don't have a problem with that. But if the assessor has reassessed the property, then we still are going to have to deal with it here as a board.
Well, if there's been no change to that particular property, it doesn't. So, for example, the example of a distressed property, if they've done something on that and they had an exemption, that is automatically that they, on a reassessment year, they go out there and that property has been, something's been done with it. They get, you know, it gets reassessed for the full amount. The exemption doesn't apply. If Mr. Rush's property is not, you know, the floodplain changes, a reassessment year comes back out, that exemption does not apply.
Understand.
What does the Honeycutt say about floodplains?
It doesn't say anything about floodplains on this part, I think. I'll ask Kenny, what does it say?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, we've kind of discussed that a little bit. My next question was
we still have a motion on the floor.
Oh, yeah, we do, don't we? Okay, sorry. If we have another stand correct.
Commercial side of the exemptions or something like that. Not have a problem revisiting this, but at least for purposes of this, I would do it if you're just talking about this one right now for this motion.
Okay.
But that's my...
All right. So motion dies for lack of a second.
Well, I mean, Craig and I.
I'm not prepared to make a second at this time.
Okay. Yeah. Motion dies for lack of a second. So do we have a motion for Dwayne's property for BOE-... 2021-5.
I want to ask another question here. The real estate, your 25 or 30, whatever Brandon did last time, that was based on a real estate appraisal back then?
You know, I don't know what he based that $120,000 on, like that paper.
Okay.
You know, he just said $120,000. We had talked about the
and that was letter. That was a 25% discount roughly off.
Well,
of
I figured it up after I got that paper yesterday. It figures out 30%, but in Shane's letter he said 20 to 25. So, you know,
which is a something we can use.
In 2015, it was assessed at or appraised at 165,289. And then in 2016, when it came to BOE, it was set to $120,000. So it went from 165,289 to 120.
Did that include the land?
That just...
Everything. Okay.
Everything. That's the BOE.
Okay.
And the only thing I've added since then was that carpet. Everything else has remained the same. The roof's the same. Porches are the same.
I would move, I'm sorry, Dwayne, are you done?
The only other thing I had and I wanted to bring up was this, page 16 in this book. This thing, Where's this 8% coming from? Is it on there, or is it something new? Be the last two pages.
Are you talking from the State Tax Commission?
Yes. Last December, this was, there was a little slip going around that it was going to raise 16% your taxes, and then later on they said, well, they weren't going to raise commercial. And so, but it dropped back to supposedly 8, and it was going to be in two increments. That was on the hearsay side. I'd like to know where they're picking this up at. Is it on this tax card that I got, or is that something else we're throwing in here?
The State Tax Commission actually sends people out to Taney County, and they've even overridden, I guess, some motels where the assessors made their decision and they've raised the value. They've actually raised it. They've come in and done that because they do these ratio studies, and we don't get to choose which properties they do. They'll randomly pick houses, commercial, and then come in with what they think it should be appraised at. Because under statute, I'm supposed to be within 10% of the fair or the true money value of the house or the property. And so obviously we are nowhere close in Taney County, but we kind of appease them by calibrating once in a while. And so commercial being already 1.32, as you said, 32%, that's a lot. And then for, as you know, residential is 19%. So when they calibrated, we didn't do the commercial because they're already getting, you know, we're supposed to be doing income valuations. That's what they're counting on. And the rest of the state is doing income valuations. We just never have. And so when you come in with a house, you know, they take everybody up across the board, just like, you know, when the tide comes in, all the boats rise. But you're all throwing that word tax out. And I didn't raise your taxes. I raised your valuation. I did not raise your taxes.
When a property card comes out that says the amount that you're likely to pay is gonna was this and now it's
based
this.
Based on the old levy.
I understand that. I do this all the time. I mean, I've been in here for a while. And it takes me a little bit to comprehend that, let alone the multiple property owners that we have. And, I mean, I know, I mean, they do raise, they are impacted, it impacts people's, you know, escrow accounts to where they end up owing more at the end of the year. You know, so it does raise your taxes, it does affect, and levies, I know,
well,
are supposed to be adjusted. I know they're supposed to, but they don't, it's not always the case. And I know I pay significantly more, and it's not just 5% jumps. I know other people that pay more than just 5%. It does affect, otherwise, why the heck am I here? Who cares about this? If they're just gonna affect the levy and you do what you want, it won't go up more than 5%. It does affect taxes. And, you know, we don't want to have a county. Well, do we have a motion on the table for Mr. Rush?
And there's a reason why the postcard had the tax amount on there, because I didn't really want to put it, but Sheila pointed out there was a statute. No one else in the state puts that on there. No one. But there's a statute that they don't follow that says it should be there, and I agree it should. I like it because it gets people like Mr. Rush to come in and say something's wrong here, because wouldn't you rather find out now than at Christmas time?
I hear you. No, that and I appreciate that. What do you got, David?
Well, as to this particular property, I would say that, and if we're going to use this, I mean, we may have to use this figure, I guess, but to give him a 25%, I don't know if it's called an exemption, but a 25% discount based on being in floodplain for the value, the increased valuation that he has. Still going to increase his taxes, obviously. Some, with a levy, there's going to be a rollback. But I would say 25% for being in the floodplain for this property.
Can you clarify that? Now, we're multiplying 25% times his... appraisal or his assessed value?
I think it's 25. Whatever was applied the last time on this, right?
Because I need to do that.
What was that, Wesley?
The percentage.
It was off appraised value?
It was off appraised value.
Okay. So
in order for me to put it in here, that way I don't get in trouble. I need you all to do the math on it. That way we can get the right number that you all want.
Okay. What was the appraised value this time?
The appraised value for it is $203,100.
That's the current one?
That is the 2021 appraised value. The 2020 appraised value was $122,97.
Page one in that booklet I gave you, Mr. Reynolds, will have that card, copy of it right there. Next page over, I think.
I'm looking at.
$203,100. Yes, that's correct. So take 25% of that.
50.
Right.
We're. $50,775.
Minus, you mean?
Yes, correct. So that's
153 or 152.
I still don't have an answer on that 8%, sir.
I don't have an answer for you on the 8%.
That's good. Everybody in the county has gone up.
I'm sorry?
Everybody in the county on residential property.
That'll be pretty much to that. Whole figure then when we get our final statement?
It's part of your whole figure.
In other words, we're taking 25% off the assessed value that assessed value includes that 8% as everybody else, but we're taking 25% off your assessed value for being in the floodplain.
Where was that added to the assessed value? 8% of that is not really the real value, but...
No, some people went 3, some people, it depends on your structure size and what you've got on your property. But, see the difference when I came into office, I tried to figure out a way to get rid of Honeycutt because I can't see why we're using an obsolete program. It just seems ridiculous. And this Marshall and Swift, which we now subscribe to, it's expensive, but for us to change the whole county over, it will take years. And the beginning cost is around $400,000, which we really don't have. And so there's about 20 or 30 counties that still use Honeycutt. And as long as we agree to go up by a calibration, the state's allowing us to keep using it. And it seems like, I mean, again, I'm looking at cost and time, and it's the best thing I can do. Now, I did offer for the other, one of the motel owners, like I said, that wanted all the motels redone. I said, we can do this Marshall and Swift for commercial. And he was very against that because that's what insurance companies use. And it's at least double what Honeycutt is.
Well, let's just stay on task here. We have, I'm afraid, I bet you'd be happy with an 8%, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just took a pick.
Forgive me, I'm not trying to diminish your question.
It's been a long time.
So the valuation would be $152,325.
You get that?
152.5. Okay.
I think it's just, you know, several years from now when none of us are here, and maybe you're back here, is we have some kind of consistency that we can fall back on whoever is making this decision.
Well, hopefully it's not all taken away, all the work that we did, right. And, you know, I would hope that. I think our predecessors would hope that as well. But we have a motion on the table. We have a. Did we get a second?
I seconded.
All right.
Yeah.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Now, Greg, do you have